Welcome to the first episode of Global Lives, a show about the kinds of people who make the whole world their home. I'm Anjali Shaw. Today I'm at the 2009 San Francisco International Asian American Film Festival. I'm talking to Sanen Keshki and Geeta Patel, the filmmakers behind the much-acclaimed documentary Project Kashmir. There are a lot of stories about lives in conflict zones, but it is rare for journalists and documentarians to pull back the veil and expose their own relationships to the conflicts they cover. Project Kashmir does just that, painting a very intimate portrait of how two Americans, one Hindu and one Muslim, become entangled in a conflict on the other side of the world. Kashmir has been a disputed region, an often violent place to live, for just over 60 years. It's a chip in many conflicts, rich versus poor, Hindu versus Muslim, and India versus Pakistan. The film's initial draw is just to understand why two friends would go to Kashmir in the first place. Here's Sanen, and then Geeta.
My family is originally from India, had to go to Pakistan during the partition. I grew up going both to India and Pakistan, going because I had family on both sides. So for me, it was a very personal journey of trying to understand the conflict from the sense of a historical family perspective. But yet it was also after September 11th in the film, I talk a little bit about how my many of my cousins and have been questioned after September 11th, being Muslim Pakistanis in this country. So for me, it was also, I was feeling very claustrophobic and having a very hard time to talk and tell people that I was a Muslim in the United States after September 11th. So I wanted to go to a place to try to discover within myself why I was having these conflicted feelings. And also because the people in Kashmir are willing to die, to stand up, to fight for a homeland. And here I am not being able to even like hold my head up. So that was my personal reason.
Mine is you know, it's in the film, Sanen opens with a moment where she tries to set up what she's saying in a way that's not too kind of leading, you know, as far as what's going to come and where she's going to go with it. But with mine, it was very different, and it was simple. It was just, I wanted to know in a more academic sense of what are conflicts like for the people who have to live in them for their entire lives most times these days, which is really sad. But also kind of why do they keep going? How can a neighbor turn in their neighbor or defy their neighbor? Or how can friends, you know, treat each other in a way that is unlike anything that we would ever experience in the United States? Those fundamental questions as a student of conflict were really important to me. So as you can see, it was a very cold way to enter it, as opposed to something where I was familiar with it or somehow emotionally attached to it. And as we experienced the film, as you saw probably, I was shocked by my own alliances, and also then my emotional reactions near the end as I had to confront my identity and how I felt about the other, so to speak.
At this moment, the South Asian subcontinent is facing significant challenges. The civil war is putting civilians in the line of fire in Sri Lanka. A paramilitary mutiny presents challenges for democracy in Bangladesh. And militant attacks have created significant fear in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and India. Age-old enmities plague this part of the world and fuel violence. But that violence has global impact, as Sanen explains.
It's about this place that, as a community, we feel this divide between ourselves, you know, between India and Pakistan. And we see it in our parents and our grandparents and the conversations we have at dinner tables. And when we ask people, you know, what is it? Why are we fighting against each other? Nobody seems to have the same answer. So for us, it was a definite, like, urge to try to find out about ourselves at the same time about a conflict. So yes, it is about going to Kashmir and asking questions, but it's really about what do you do with those questions, which is the constructive side of it.
Yeah.
And I think that for that, we haven't stopped talking about Kashmir since we've come back. If anything, we're more committed. We're talking to young people. We're working on conflict resolution. We're working with multi-faith groups, working with people who are working in, you know, Israel-Palestine issues. So this is not just an issue about Kashmir. It's about how do we as individuals conduct ourselves within our relationships, within friends and families, but as nations, as citizens of the world, how do we fight constructively? How do we heal and still respect and acknowledge each other's differences and our pains.
Sinan, a former journalist, says in the film that she is scared of falling in love with Kashmir. She says that she was worried that she was, quote, falling down the rabbit hole and wouldn't be able to maintain an objective voice. But how the filmmakers lose their outsiders' perspectives is precisely the strength of the film. The audience gets to watch. They become the witnesses to war in an intimate way that sheds great light on the nature of how conflicts grow. And this, as Geeta explains, is the most important thing about Project Kashmir.
Kashmir is a metaphor for other places, but also a metaphor for all conflict. Conflict within yourself, conflict among lovers, conflict within families, and then conflict between countries. The solution is essentially the same. It's, you know, introspection, it's communication.
It's acknowledgement.
It's acknowledging each other's suffering. It's all the same. And so the reason we made this film is to explore that through metaphor. This film is about friendship. It's actually not about politics, and it's not about Kashmir. You know, people sometimes at Q&A say, you know, I just wanted to know, is this going to... They expected a journalistic piece where they would know everything about Kashmir. And we said, look, you can go do your Google searches later, but did you feel? Did you feel something? And now a lot of times we just showed the film at Sundance. We made an announcement before the film. You know, we said, just turn off your heads. Don't think. Just feel. If you feel, you're going to remember that for the rest of your life. If you think, you're going to throw it away. You've got the next conflict you're going to worry, you know, Darfur, this, that. They're all like, they're not real to so many people. They don't actually think that it could have been them.
Project Kashmir will air in the upcoming season of PBS's Independent Lens. For more information, visit projectkashmir.org. This episode is co-produced by the online magazine Asia Pacific Arts. For more coverage of the San Francisco International Asian American Film Festival, you can visit the magazine at asiaarts.ucla.edu. And you can discover more global lives on my website, ANGI.